It's time for listener feedback. I'm John Hingsbergen, content director for the WEKU stations. This week, we have a number of calls to the listener comment line. First up, Charles from Lexington, regarding a major news story of the past week.
After the violence and loss of life in Charlottesville, why Mayor Jim Gray would risk bringing the same kind of violence to Lexington is beyond me. What could be more foolish than baiting the neo-Nazis and the KKK? Blood in the streets is what they want, and Mayor Gray can't wait to give it to them. And all over a bunch of statues. If lives are lost due to this reckless decision, whether they be the lives of leftist anarchists or Black Lives Matter activists, neo-Nazis or Ku Klux Klan members or innocent bystanders, part of the blood will be on Jim Gray's hands.
Meanwhile, another Charles, a medical doctor, contacted us about a story produced by one of our Kentucky Public Radio partners.
I'm listening to a program this morning about Jewish hospital being for sale. Your reporter mentioned that Jewish hospital runs the only organ transplant program in the state of Kentucky. In fact, Jewish hospital runs the second largest organ transplant program in the state of Kentucky, following, number one, the University of Kentucky Healthcare Program. We do all the bone marrow transplants in the state, and we have the most transplants in terms of heart, lung, and kidney.
Thank you for that information, Charles. We notified the reporter in Bowling Green who produced the story, and it has been corrected. We're glad to hear from you. Write to us at any time, WEKU at EKU.edu. Post on Facebook or send a tweet at 889WEKU. You can leave a voice message at 859-622-1657. Then tune in for listener feedback again next Monday on 889WEKU.